T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8:48 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Three big things. Sedgwick County Commission approves money to study riverbank development in downtown Wichita. Woman accused of dragging a Sedgwick County Sheriff deputy makes her first court appearance. Big storm brewing off the Gulf Coast. It could be a hurricane by Friday. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The gasoline prices in Wichita this morning, coming down, but just slightly. $2.45 a gallon is what we went up to at midweek this week, and now we've gone down to $2.43 a gallon in a lot of different places out there, so slowly coming down again after that jump midweek. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and a bit cooler today with a high of only 87 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 67. Friday sunny, tomorrow's high 89. Now mostly cloudy, northwest wind at 3 miles per hour and 68 degrees. Coming up at the Glenn Beck program at the top of the hour, 9 o'clock this morning, Philip K. Howard, author, Try Common Sense. Try Common Sense, Replacing Failed Ideologies of the Right and the Left. That's Philip K. Howard, part of the show, the Glenn Beck program, coming up 9 o'clock this morning here on KNSS. Following an announcement from a legendary musician and an executive order by the president, kidney disease is in the national spotlight.
This is House Call for Health, an announcement by Stevie Wonder.
I'm going to have a kidney transplant.
That was recorded by Amy Barrett at a London concert. It's estimated nearly 15% of American adults have chronic kidney disease. Many of them need dialysis or, in the most serious cases, transplants. The Trump administration announced new initiatives to streamline the process of getting a kidney transplant. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar telling Fox News,
"We're going to double the number of transplants available so that people can get the ultimate goal of any kidney patient, which is a new kidney."
President Trump signing an executive order calling for, among other things,
"We're going to prioritize a truly transformative goal, the development of an artificial kidney."
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.
Stocks rose and bond yields fell yesterday as investors welcomed new signals that the Federal Reserve is ready to cut interest rates for the first time in a decade. The S&P 500 index rose 13 points, the Dow gained 76, the NASDAQ climbed 60 points, and the price of U.S. oil climbed 4.5% yesterday. Benchmark U.S. crude rose $2.60 to settle at $60.43 a barrel, the highest level since late May. 8:51, Steve and Ted, and Casey's Prince Sprint campus has been sold. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, Chad Stafford and Gary O'Borney say they had been checking out the Sprint campus in Kansas City for some time. Their Wichita-based Occidental Management was redeveloping the OPX office project in Overland Park, which is close by the Sprint campus. They started working toward a purchase, and they made it happen. Occidental's purchase of the Sprint campus closed on Tuesday. They're not talking about long-term plans for the property. Sedgwick County commissioners said yes to providing financial support to the Riverfront Legacy Master Plan. Commissioners on Wednesday voted unanimously to match the city's commitment of $100,000. Group organizers say the process will take about $700,000. The other $500,000 is from private contributions. And fast food chains are going high-tech. Some of them have decided to use cameras that recognize license plates to identify customers, personalize digital menus also, and speed up sales. Starbucks started using the cameras in Korea last year. The technology has been around since the 70s, but the costs have come down, making use more affordable. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Ted, have you ever seen that Sprint campus up in Overland Park?
Oh, yeah.
Very impressive.
It's quite large.
It's large.
A lot of land.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with it. Maybe make it into a college or something. There's a lot of buildings there. All right, that's interesting. Talking this morning about the passing of Jim Boughton, who is a Major League Baseball pitcher, pitched for the Yankees for a little bit, and had a great season in 62, and he has passed away at the age of 80. His book, Ball 4, that he wrote about, took people kind of on the inside of Major League Baseball.
Yeah, which really at that time had never been done before.
Right. People like to think of their baseball heroes as being just that. And they didn't
Larger than life and squeaky clean and all this.
That's the way we treated our heroes back in the day. And come to find out, of course, what Boughton was saying, he was telling all the – basically, the book was about overgrown boys
and
playing a child's game.
And what's going on in the dugout and the clubhouse. And
behind the scenes and late at night and everything
and
that's going on.
He didn't pull any punches.
He didn't pull any punches. No. And, of course, the Major League Baseball just – oh.
Oh, yeah. They didn't
– Can't do that.
He didn't care for it.
Can't do that.
And he was naming players by name.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't just general stuff. It was
He was naming them.
Yeah.
But, like I said, we expect our sports heroes to be squeaky clean all the time. And Jim Boughton said, nope, they're not like that. This is the way they are. Interesting guy.
Well, growing up, the book Ball 4 was on my dad's bookshelf from the time I can remember.
Yeah, I read the book.
Yeah.
And thought it was very interesting. I don't know that I thought of our heroes. I tell you what, there are some of those people. Some of our sports heroes are pretty doggone, I don't know how they are today, but it's growing up. I mean, let's take one. Let's talk about Stan Musial.
Mm-hmm. Stan the man.
I mean, Stan the man, and from everything I've ever seen or heard or read about Stan Musial, he was just a terrific man.
A gentleman.
A gentleman
in every sense of the word. Yep.
Yeah, and he was, and there's a guy, if I was, if you want to look up to somebody, there's one.
I'm right with you.
I never heard anything bad about Henry Aaron, Hank Aaron.
Nope, there's another guy.
A guy who
is just beloved.
So, you know, and you hear things from time to time, but we like our sports heroes. Speaking of sports heroes, it's going to come up here within a few days. We're going to start the Kansas City Chiefs training camp.
Mm-hmm.
And Mitch Holthus is going to be with us every day.
Yeah, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs.
And bringing us up to date on what's going on with the Chiefs this year. And after last year's season,
yeah,
I got to see there. See, I don't believe there's a lot of excitement about the Chiefs.
Expectations are pretty massive coming into this season.
A lot of anticipation with Mahomes and all the guys they've got going. And I'm just, I'm getting fired up already. And it's still July. So we'll be checking with Mitch here, Ted, in about 2 weeks?
Yeah,
maybe?
About 3 weeks. We'll get that started. And we'll have daily updates from training camp.
All right. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, stormy weather heading for the Gulf Coast. Could be a hurricane by this weekend. That's at 9 o'clock this morning. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and news updates all day long.
Yep.
Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.
Oh, I had the best day. I was greeted by a fit specialist who attended to me like I was the only person in the store. He asked all the right questions, listened to my every need, and guided me through an in-depth fit process to present the perfect options for me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.